This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Are ye then, love? How you doing? He's international, because he's from Australia.
But he's also from London, baby, yeah. I am joined by someone who's just nodding their head no.
It's They're not my a best nod, friend. It's a big hard shake.
Thank you for listening to the only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available to you in this mortal realm and mortal coil. If you're dead, maybe there's another Drag Race podcast where you are in fucking hell, you sinner. But if you're alive, this is it. So glad you're joining us. And I'm so glad I'm joined. I'm Mono, by the way. And this is my best friend, Betsy Sidaro.
Mono.
My man, Mono. You know Betsy from every fucking thing in the world, including Golden Arm.
Everything.
Disjointed. I mean, Duncanville. We know. She's here.
Duncanville, yeah.
She's here. Don't call her a queer. Get used to it.
Get used to it. Come on.
Betsy, honestly, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so pumped. I love UK Drag Race so much.
It's really
much.
Fun. Why is it the most fun international one by a long shot? It's fun.
I don't know. I really don't know. It seems like the queens are having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even if there are moments of struggling, it's like, well, here are 10 other people making you laugh. And like, I don't know. It's really fantastic. I don't know what it is about it, but it's just,
they're very funny, man. It's funny and just like
have really nice moments together, but then also are just like, let's just make each other laugh. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. And that's the magic sauce.
But I love it. Right. I don't think I want to know what it is.
You got a splash in your panties?
What did you say?
In your panties.
Ew.
It's a very common saying in Westchester.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, just educating you. I just want you to know.
Shakespeare wrote it all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Lady Macbeth was like, I want to stab the shit out of everyone and then get a splash of me panties.
I mean, if you don't get a splash in your panties, I think she went on to say, that ain't pee, my dear. It's squirt.
Out, damn squirt.
You queer. out, damn squirt.
There it is.
Oh, my God. The lady doth squirt too much.
Oh, my God. To pee or not to pee? It ain't pee, it's squirt.
clearly smart. I will say this right out the gate. Why have we not gotten Austina Powers on the runway? Look, I know that's actually American trash culture trying to be British, but come on. What the fuck, everyone?
Mano, you gotta do Austina Powers.
I mean, come on, everyone.
You gotta do Austina Powers, please.
I think I will. I think I have to. I have no choice.
You have no choice. You said it. You gotta do it now.
Put it in the universe. Be the change you want to be.
Machine Gun Jubblies.
Oh my God, that's a great reveal. We have seen some fembot allusions, but yes. I want Austina, okay?
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And I have one. I want someone having trouble controlling the volume of their voice. I want that. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Mano, you have to do it then, please.
Okay. Hey, we've got a lot of episode to get through, so why don't we jump the fuck in?
Yeah, it's a thick episode.
It's thick. I mean, we're gonna gloss over whatever we feel like glossing over. Yeah, but yeah. I do love workroom entrances. I think workroom entrances are a special part of Drag Race canon that still... It's like, to me, it's really important. It's really, right. And I would say I enjoyed most of these workroom entrances, truly.
Me too. Me too. I thought they were all fun and exciting. Mm-hmm. We got, and I was like, I know this queen. I know this green queen.
Uh-huh, Miss Veronica Green.
Veronica Green, who got COVID last season.
She got COVID.
I'm glad they let her come back.
I am too. I am too. She comes in saying, what's that sickening feeling? Oh yeah, it's deja vu. I'm glad she came back. I am, I want her to be more of a, more. I want her to be
too.
More.
I'm worried for her. I'm not going to lie. Cause
yeah,
she,
I'm worried.
She's, Veronica seemed pretty in her, like, I don't know. I'm worried
timid.
About her. Pretty like defeated already, it felt like.
I know.
And that's bumming me out. Of just that other like Broadway, not Broadway, oh my God, the British one, West End person, like mm-hmm. coming in and just immediately being like, wait, I do that too. And it's like, yeah, who gives a shit? Everybody's saying they're a singer.
Yeah.
Just and do your thing, man.
Just do your fucking thing. And your green, I will say, I didn't love the green makeup so much. But I just, I don't know, it didn't feel super good, but whatever. I think, I like the dress, I like the hair. I just thought the green makeup was a little... It was a little Halloween-y in a very... It was Corpse Bride in a way I don't think it meant to be.
Right. Yes, right. I'm with you on that. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, well, yes.
Who comes in next?
Who
will you
comes
chirp,
in
will
next?
You chirp and burp this look, Betsy?
Oh,
I gotta
okay,
know
yeah,
really
we
quick.
We gotta chirp or burp.
Do
Are
you
we
like
chirping
it?
And burping? You know, I think I would chirp it.
I'm gonna chirp it.
I think
I like the hair
it.
And the dress. I get her. Her name's Green. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll chirp it.
That's fine.
I'm fine with
it. I like it. Oh, chirp.
Kitty Scott Claus says, "It's all right, boys. Kitty, don't bite. Now she's been fed." All right. Love it. Love her.
Very
I love
good.
Her.
Very good. Very good. Kitty Scott Claus.
I also
Kitty's
called it.
Got
I was like,
Claus.
I called it. I was like, they're putting her in the room first because she's fun. She's bubbly.
Yeah.
She's easy to be around.
Good energy.
Big chirp. Good energy. I want to see more from her.
Lots of pun names.
Lots of puns.
Almost like so a lot of them where it is like you gotta say it kind of all as one.
Yes.
Kitty Scott Claus.
But you know, sometimes they're just confusing and not even puns. They do that too in the UK, you know?
Right, right, right. Yes.
Sometimes you're like, what? Am I missing something?
Yeah, what's going on?
Is taste mean something? Does
right.
vinegar strokes mean something? Apparently
right.
not
right.
really.
Okay.
Okay, but Kitty Scott Claus, I like this little flight attendant moment. Very Glamazonian.
I love it. I love it. Chirp, chirp.
Well, next we have Miss River Medway, who I've said has a horrid name. Just horrid name. But she comes in and says, "The river's here.
Cool.
Come take a dive." I like it.
I like the hair a lot.
This is very yeah, baby, yeah. Maybe this,
this is
the closest.
Very yeah, baby, yeah. Like, I could see River Medway running into Austin Powers and then falling out of a building with him. Landing
and Austin
on her.
Using her as a shield. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course. Very much that vibe. Robin Swallows.
Which is so crazy that that's the girl from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's like
oh
a mind
God,
fuck.
Oh my God, that is so. I feel, yeah, we watched it and you're like, that's
we're
the like, girl from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I was like, no,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
That's her.
She's
which
great.
Is, she's really
incredible.
Funny.
She's
Gia Caritas, I'm pretty sure her name is.
Nice.
Work.
Nice. And we learned that River sewed that and they're like, uh-oh, you know how to sew.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I like this. I'm a chirp it. It's cute. It's different.
I'll
it's weird.
I'll chirp it. If I saw it IRL in real life,
Thank you. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. I was like, what's happening?
I'm talking all the cool slang.
You know cool slang. LMFAO isn't just a band, Betsy.
It's a saying from when you're laughing so hard, your asshole falls out of your butt.
Laughing my fucking asshole out.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Okay, who's this?
Scarlett Harlot. She says, RuPaul's Drag Race, what a load of whole shit. I think she says that, but my closed captioning incorrectly guesses something else.
Scarlett Harlot.
She's fun.
I like Scarlett Harlot.
I like her too. I was blown away by how much they loved her.
Me too. I was a little like, huh?
They really liked her.
I thought other queens did better.
Oh, absolutely. Which I can't wait to get to.
One queen straight up said it.
And I agreed with her.
I did too. But she's fun and delightful.
Scarlett Harlot's delightful.
East London, born and bred, and I do mean bred, baby.
Oh yeah, baby. You know this human envelope has been filled, just overfilled, like an express UPS, envelope that you're like, I swear it fits. And the lady behind the counter is like, no, it doesn't.
It does not fit.
No, it's fine.
It does not fit. I have to get
this teacup to my mom.
That's not a teacup.
I'm going to just be a cunt and burp it. It's cute.
Mano.
It's cute, but I'm just going to burp it just for the fuck of it.
Oh my goodness.
It's not new. She looks cute, but it's not new. Yeah. What do you think?
Okay.
Talk to me. Would you burp it or chirp it?
I think I'll chirp it. I mean, once again, I think if I saw that in real life, I'd be like, whoa.
She looks good.
I'm just easily blown away, honestly.
But I think you're right. I mean, look, I'm being picky for the fuck of it. But like,
yeah,
I really enjoy every queen here. There isn't one queen I didn't enjoy in some way.
When it came to time, I was like, oh, I like all these queens.
I thought we would keep everybody. I was like, I don't know, give them a chance. They're all fun.
I feel that way, I think, for almost every... especially every UK one. I'm like, nah, just keep them all.
In US, they get 4 weeks to hang out, but not here.
Yeah, they're like, who are you
not
again?
Not here.
Okay, we got Vanity Milan.
And she says, it's Vanity Milan, and that's on what? On period. I like her. I would say her beauty pulls this outfit off more than the outfit itself.
Right.
I'm gonna burp it. She is gorgeous too. It's stupid.
It's one of those where I'm like, I don't understand. And I don't understand fashion, but I don't understand fashion.
Yeah.
With this one where I'm like, yeah, I guess. Okay.
It's silly. I think she knows
beautiful.
It's silly.
Yes,
she's
exactly.
really hot. The hair's good. But come on. Feathers and the pride flag tucked in. No.
I don't know. I still think if I saw it in real life, I'd be like, whoa, that girl, man.
I mean, that's incredibly true.
This is very fembody.
This is fembody because we have Eleva Day and she's saying,
day.
Greg Pond, she says, oh my gosh, it looks like you're about to have one Eleva Day.
Eleva Day.
And now Elle of a Day, she's our musical queen, the one Veronica's intimidated by.
All right.
This look is stupid.
Elle of a Day books, man.
I mean, look, she books. This look is like from the background of Aqua's Barbie Girl. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
I think they knew it does not need to be their best look because they're not actually getting judged on it.
Right. Where it's like, this will just be fun. I think everybody knew that. I think everybody was like, yeah, all right, I'll wear this in. And then I know I'm not going to get judged.
This feels like a little bit of a I'm just saying this to be mean, but it looks like a knockoff if there was such a thing as like a Tixie Mortel, if there was some sort of like
you know, like the Spirit Halloween, like Austin Powers one where they're like 60s swinger man who goes back in time to solve a crime, like to get his mojo back. And you're like, yeah, I want this Austin Powers, man.
Yeah, no, this, yeah, this is the Spirit Halloween, Tixie Mortel Halloween costume. I'm going to be a monster and burp it. I'm just going to be mean.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll be mean too. Burp.
Ooh.
But I think I'd be, no, I would be blown away.
Same. Same. She's gorgeous in every gender body expression. She really
thin
is.
Body. But, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I did not expect to love Theresa May as much as I love Theresa May.
Yes. I love Theresa May.
And this entrance line is actually A-plus comedy.
So funny.
It is. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because I'm an immigrant. That is genius.
It blew my mind. I was like, okay. I love
that is genius comedy. I love Theresa May. I am 100% here for her. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. I love her. She's already, I love
like, her. Her talking heads, everything about her. I'm like, yes. I really like your vibe all around.
And her just getting excited about being around people.
That part was so sweet.
So sweet.
So sweet. Just cry me. It feels so good to hug someone. Like, so, yes, I love everything
about
her.
I love the bullhorn hair. This is weird and
it's
funky.
It's a cool, weird look. I love it. It looks so like kind of Picasso-y. Is Picasso Spanish?
Yes, he sure is.
There we go.
Very Gustav Klimt. Very Dali. It's fun. It's weird. I love it. I'm gonna chirp it. I know. I feel like as the season goes on, they're gonna have critiques for her makeup, but I really love this queen. I have to
chirp
it.
How do you know that, Mano?
Psychic as fuck, baby. Okay. I'm psychic. Okay. No, but I love her. She's amazing. She's from Valencia,
España.
Okay, and now this is one of the best Drag Race entrances lines ever. From Victoria Scone.
Oh,
hell hath no fury like a woman sconed. That is
That's
genius.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
This look is incredible.
And this looks incredible. It's fucking Hello Dolly, like, awesome.
It's fucking cool. It's beautiful. She's
I'm
cool.
Very stoked for her. Chirp, chirp. Mm-hmm. Very stoked for Victoria Scone.
She's so cool. I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm just really pumped for her unique point of view.
Right. I'm very excited and I hope more of this happens because it's so cool. It's so fun.
It has to.
Yeah.
It has to.
AFAB.
AFAB, baby.
AFAB.
And yeah, you know, she's like, I'm a drag queen. Get into it. You know, that's it. Period. And I mean, her artistry speaks for itself. So, and yeah, I'm excited for her.
Right. I'm so pumped. I think she's really incredible. And this is going to be, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Ooh, but next we have Electrafence.
Electrafence. Funny name for a funny reason.
I did not expect that to be the reason with the viral video.
I didn't at all.
And she says, whack that kettle on. She's gasping. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a fun British thing to say.
They need tea. Shocked at the beauty of Electrafence.
I like that. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually, Betsy. You really broke that down.
I've studied the English language for
how many years? Oh, really?
The video of getting fucking zapped by a
the
fence
video.
Is so funny.
This
I remember,
look. Go ahead. No, please.
I was hanging out with a friend when I was in like elementary school. We came upon a fucking electric fence and I threw a stick against it. I was like, oh, it's not on. Grab it. And my friend grabbed it and just got zapped.
Wow. That's not true. I've been zapped by something electric before.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say, no, I know what it was. It was in my creepy old grandmother's house in Greece where it wasn't properly wired, if you can believe that.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
I got a little zapped plugging in Christmas lights when I was in elementary school one time.
That's
outside.
Fun.
It was just a little like, I'm like, oh my God.
That's okay. Always fun.
So okay, now,
I just want to, I do want to burp. I do want to burp Electrofence.
I'll give it a burp too.
It's not very good in any way. But more on that later. Anubis says,
Anubis.
Little triggered by the Agrabah stock music they play for her, but hey, I did love her entrance line that was, the queen of the pyramids has arrived, but darling, I ain't no Giza. It's funny.
It's very funny. That's very funny.
That's funny. This look, I guess, is a lot. I think she she has a problem like kind of simplifying because it is like so much.
It is a lot, but it's cool.
Yeah.
The English Egyptian queen.
English Egyptian queen. I am confused by the look, but I like her energy. I like her camp.
Yeah.
Huh. But I do think it's kind of poofy. It's kind of, there's too much going on. I'm going to burp it and be mean.
Oh my God, Mano. I am
I'm a mean person.
Gonna I'm going to burp.
It's just not going together.
It's just a lot. It's a lot happening where you're like, wait, what?
It's like mac and cheese touching your cupcakes.
Ooh,
and you're like,
that's fucked up, Mano.
You're like, I think I like these things, but you put them together, you fucking maniac cafeteria lady. And she's like,
you like it like that.
Extra slappy.
19 years old. We got two 19-year-olds, right?
Yes.
Because Jeez Louise, which here's the second 19-year-old.
Miss Crystal Versace.
Goodness
she says,
gracious.
Sex on legs has arrived.
Sex on legs is very funny. And then I'm Crystal Versace and I invented tits.
I was like,
that made me, yes, I too.
I was like, that's
that
good.
That made me laugh so hard.
I was like, that probably should have been your entrance line. I mean, that was just a little better than sex on legs has arrived, but
right.
Yeah, that's really funny.
I'm Crystal Versace and I invented tits.
I mean, that's very funny. Will she be a Bimini? Like Bimini proved to be an all around queen?
Maybe.
Or will she kind? I'm not sure yet. I want her
either.
To be funny, but yeah, I want her to be funny, but I don't know. Is she going to pull it
young.
Off?
She's young. And I
very
feel
young.
Bimini like has had such I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
It is hard to say. This look is stunning. I gotta
chirp
it.
Chirp, chirp. Yes.
Red, 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 and black. Her makeup is very interesting.
Yeah.
Gotta chirp it. Gotta chirp
gotta
it.
Gotta chirp, chirp. Looks
next.
Like a bird too.
And her boy look, I gotta say, is very like Natalie Portman became more of a doll. Like Natalie Portman fell into the Barbie machine and got sanded down.
Whoa, yeah. Very much that.
Very that. Yeah, I'll chirp it. I'm eager to see her be funny because I can't watch a whole season of her being unfunny but and just gorgeous. That'll kill me.
I mean, I invented tits is funny though.
That's
so
very
is
funny.
That gonna, like, there's something there.
There's something there.
And there's also
like,
that thing of like
la, 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 la,
a young queen who's maybe been, who's maybe been out for a long, you know, where it is like, oh, you're like, you're really coming into age as yourself.
Right.
Which like it has not been a lot of people's experiences, you know, being so out in yourself by 19. So maybe it is like, whoa, dude. I don't know. I'm excited to see what's up.
Me too.
Okay.
I really hope. Okay. I'm excited to see her. I hope it's a very Beauty and the Beast. There's something there that wasn't there before moment, you know, where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone breaks out in song. I hope they all become damn inanimate talking objects.
Me too. That better happen.
It is time for a season of inanimate objects. Charity case,
which Mano, you told me, I feel like a year or two ago to start following.
I mean,
Charity
I was just sending
case.
You her horrifying, incredible drag looks.
Incredible. I love all of her looks and her vibe is cool, man.
Yeah, she's a fucking treat. I mean, this is incredible. This fucking ghost.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
This ghost pirate who left the Caribbean. What the fuck is in her mouth? It looks like a rat. What is
it? It's one of those, like, I don't know. mouth openers, but yeah, I think with like rat fur hanging off, real rat.
That's what I'm confused. I mean, look, it's incredible. It's a chirp. It's weird. It's interesting. It's crazy. And this is mild for what she usually do.
Yeah, which we'll kind of see a little bit of. What we will. Like,
I like it. And she says, "Here's Charity." Keep it simple. Hey, Betsy.
What?
Silence. I feel like taking a break.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. Betsy, we're in the app. Oh my God, what a treat.
Charity case.
We got some dirty charades. I love this mini challenge.
I want to play dirty charades. I'm so glad Chorizo destroyed it.
Yes.
Like, I love how Chorizo was like, I don't even speak this language. How am I going to understand this? And then immediately it was just like, Titan Dick or whatever the fuck it was.
She was all over it. She's funny. Rue loves her. I'm excited about that, because Rue loving you is important.
Holy shit, it's huge.
She also loves Victoria, it's clear.
Yeah, which is awesome, and is very much just like, hey, this is really cool and big, and like, you're paving the way for a lot. Like, it's just really neat. It's exciting. Rue, I think another thing that Rue's about UK is like, Rue is so pumped to be there.
Yeah, totally.
The energy is just really fun in UK seasons. I want to play Rue's dirty charades so bad.
It's fun. I mean, she's on vacation, and she's also like, she's like, how do I put this? She's like, she's definitely taking ownership over it. Like, the way that she screams at the girls, I don't want to see any fucking H&M. But there is a looseness to Rue in Britain. There's a looseness Where she's like, I don't fucking know. Let's see what happens. Go for it. Why not? I feel like she even wears weirder stuff in the UK one. She's like, I don't, whatever. Let's see. Yeah. Who cares?
I gotta say, on this first one, Judge Booty, you gotta do Judge first.
100% agree. That's crazy.
You gotta do Judge first.
Judges, yeah, you gotta do
that's
Judge
so
first.
That's so easy to do. And then you can point and be like, oh, Judge Booty, duh.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
That's it. You get it. We're
come
good
on,
at charades.
Kitty Scott Claus.
Kitty Scott Claus, come
and
now.
I don't care.
I mean, and Veronica was destroyed by the curious case of Benjamin Butthole. She hated it.
That's such a funny one.
Which I have to say, that's a hard one. That is
the
a hard one.
That's a very hard one. I didn't even realize it was called the curious case of Benjamin Button. I thought it was just
right.
like Benjamin Button.
Right.
I never saw that movie. I refuse.
I didn't either. I mean, I saw the premise from the trailer and I said, okay.
Yeah, me too. And I was like, dude.
Okie dokie. Okay, that's fine.
I'll pass.
Pass.
Okay, they're all getting out of drag and they're all having fun.
River's mom had COVID and my God, that's really fucked up.
Isn't that so sad?
That's so sad. The fuck?
So fucking sad.
What the fuck, Betsy? What the fuck?
And like, River's
Betsy!
Mom being so supportive. It just was like, she was there at every show, front row. Like, fucking sad.
I can't. Leave her alone. You know who else I want them to leave alone? Victoria. I want them to leave Victoria alone. I mean, when someone's like, so you're a woman. So you're a woman, huh? It's like, yeah, I'm a woman. Like, I think they was just to truly supportively state she's a woman and living her life. But I do want her to just be able to live and be left alone in the competition and just let her art speak for itself. That's it.
I think it will, though, right?
I do. I do. I really do. I just.
Because everybody seems pretty much just like, cool.
Yeah, I guess in the first episode, they just really had to spell it out for anyone watching on the BBC who's like,
right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be just like, yeah,
thanks,
man.
Betsy, I'm really worried.
Mano, don't be scared. I think it'll be okay.
Scared? I'm worried for her knee, but we'll talk about that later.
Dude, I thought I saw some limping happening.
There was limping happening.
And I was like, is this a bit? I'm kind of over in a lip sync doing the bit of like, oh.
I can't
do
it.
It's hard for me to get
it's
down.
Over.
Like,
that
it's
bit's
like, just
over.
Do what you can do and commit. Like,
yeah, that bit's over.
That bit's done.
It needs a big break. Big
give
break.
Give it time. That's exactly it. It needs a big break. Just like ripping a wig off. That needs a, it's going to have a big break. Somebody's going to do it in the next, like in 5 years. People are like, I remembered people doing that. Yes. But
I can't do it. Oh, yes, I can. I feel like that's the new thing, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be like, oh, I can't. Oh, wait, I just did.
Or even just being like, yeah, I can't do splits, but I'm going to just fall backwards like Silky. Like, I'm just going to fall down. And you're like, what? Wait, what? Okay.
You know, or it could be Kylie Sonikening, which is.
Oh, yeah.
Where you stumble and really recover. So maybe you got to like set up
maybe
traps
that's
for yourself.
Maybe you got to set up like some banana peels,
pour
marbles.
Some water. Yep. And you know, I mean, I know you're obsessed with pheromones falling.
Dude.
How could have been a golden comedic opportunity.
Yeah.
We all know that.
I feel like maybe, I don't know if I was on this talking about it, I would have kept falling then.
Yeah.
I would have made that into my bit of like, yep, up, I'm a clumsy burlesque girl. Here we go. Like tripping over everything, knocking shit. Oh, you got to commit.
Dude.
Yeah.
It would have been soy good. Soy good.
Or you do a Kylie and fucking flip out of a fall.
My God.
But
Kylie.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, so our first look is hometown.
Hometown. And I ain't gay neither. Ashley Gay, everyone.
Yeah.
Ashley Gay.
Yeah.
No, I do not have a horse as a boyfriend.
Yeah, this is real. This is a real YouTube video.
No, I have not been abducted by Martians, you dumb ass.
Yeah, and her mom sits behind her and just goes, yeah.
My mom is wearing a bra, you fucker.
Yeah, I hear my titties and they're a bra, yeah.
Ashley Gay, Google it. Yeah. Hometown.
Queen
okay.
of your hometown.
Betsy, what would you do? Because would you rock Breckenridge? Is that what you would do? Like,
I think so. And like ski bunny, man.
Ooh,
fun ski
you little
bunny.
Slut. You fucking
I would do
gash.
Ned Flanders in ski spandex. Feels like nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, I would absolutely do Breckenridge and like ski something. How about
Great.
You?
Miss
or like
North, well,
sexy
I would
snowman
do
or
another
whatever.
Simpsons reference. I would do Miss North Carolina with the cigarette coming through my stomach from that pageant episode.
Yes. Oh, that's good. They should do a Simpsons runway.
Oh my God. Yes, they should. Ruth's been on the Simpsons. They should do
yes,
this.
Yes, they should do it.
You said sent something so funny to me. You sent me the drag someone posted a drag version of Patty and Selma.
Oh, right.
And you said the funniest sentence, which was,
what did
do you
I
remember
say?
What you said? You said, I finally get what elevated means.
Oh, yes, I think that was where I was like, oh, now I understand what they mean by elevated, because that was elevated.
That's elevated.
Patty and Selma was like, oh, like they looked hot.
Yeah, man.
And it was elevated. Yeah, yep. I finally understand what elevated means after all these years.
Wow. And I mean, what better reference to really illustrate it? There's none better.
Here's your favorite thing and another favorite thing. Now you understand. I need everything explained to me with Simpsons and drag combined.
Betsy, I don't know how to put this, but your grandmother is Maude Flanders.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Died a couple of seasons ago. Actually, dozens of seasons ago. It's
pretty
accurate.
And everyone was like, whatever, sure, whatever. I'm not watching anymore.
I was like, oh.
Well, now we're chirping, burping these hometown runways. Victoria Scone giving Cardiff Flower.
Dude. Chirp.
What the
chirp.
Fuck? Chirp.
This looks incredible.
Ka-ka.
This looks so cool.
This is
it's
drag
so
excellence.
Cool.
This is awesome. This looks so good.
It looks so cool.
The makeup, the hair.
Yeah.
You know, her
the
drag
shape
aesthetic,
of it is just like
perfect.
Or, yeah, like
the frills.
Oh, it's
the
so
realness.
Good.
I like that her drag is, you know, obviously every drag artist is unique, but it's exciting to see someone who reminds me of Kim Chi, who just kind of does campy things in a very beautiful way. It's fun.
Yes. It's really cool. I had that vibe too of like, oh, very, yeah. Like Kim Chi looks, which, oh yes. I love
what
this
a treat.
Look. It blew me out of the water. I was in the ocean watching this and it blew me out of it. Kitty's got claws. Kitty's got claws and I don't care. Kitty's got claws and I don't care. Okay, she's representing chocolate.
Birmingham chocolate, yeah.
Birmingham chocolate.
Birmingham chocolate. It's a fine look.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, it's not amazing. I mean, if you're going to do chocolate, give me a chocolate bar, honey. Be a chocolate
she's eating
bar.
One. Oh, be one. Yeah, she's eating man, one.
It's fine.
Yeah,
I
thought it was okay. Like, yeah, not bad, but not awesome.
It's not great. I really like her. But to be fair, I'm going to give it a light burp.
I'll give it a little, like, one
okay.
of those burps.
Yes,
you're,
see.
Like, kind of hiding it. You're
it's like a, yeah, it's a merp. It's a merp.
A merp. A merp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. We're okay, great. Hell of a day.
Hell of a day.
Representing Ford machinists who want better equal pay
and
as women.
Dagenham. Dagenham.
Dagenham. Cute.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Yeah. What do I think of this?
Michelle did not like that.
She was like, oh, he wants
like,
sex.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Mod
yeah,
girl.
Baby, yeah.
Little
yeah,
bit
baby,
of yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel bad, but I've seen it before.
We've very much seen this, and it's still kind of giving me Trorksy middle. It's kind of like Halloween spirit, Trorksy middle.
Halloween, Trorksy middle. Spirit Halloween.
I'm going to burp it. I don't care.
Okay, there we go. Mono's burping. I'm a burp.
Beautiful.
I love this. Alice in Wonderland-y kind of like.
Yeah, Anubis's Brighton Helter Skelter, in her words. Two ice creams on her head. Okay.
I do feel rather yummy. I like this look a lot. What's a Helter Skelter? A ride?
Yeah. Which is a confusing name for the ride because, you know what we think of.
Yeah, it's Charles Manson.
Charles Manson, Race War.
Helter Skelter.
But it is a lot of times what they call, I believe, those long, you know, the horrifying rides where you get put in a swing.
Yes.
And they fucking spin you for the life of God.
I can't do that anymore.
Like you're a damn Christmas ornament on a tree getting taken out to the trash yard.
Yeah, I always get so sad for those ornaments that hung onto the tree. Mm. When all the trees are on the side of the road and you're like, oh, there's still an ornament in there, man. Uh-huh. It's like the beginning of a Pixar movie.
This fall. The story of one person who chose to believe.
I found his ornament, and now I know what happened to my dead dad. No,
Robert Durst is
Robert
Twinkle.
Durst.
Oh, that's no. Right. Of course, I killed all the ornaments.
I killed
them
all. Did you see? He got busted.
Yeah,
anyways.
He did. What a piece of shit. All right. I'll give it a light chirp. I think it's fine. I think it's confusing.
I think it's cool.
Cool. I do think it's confusing, but I'll give it a light chirp. I think she needs a friend.
I love being confused. This made me laugh so fucking hard, just like Rue. I was like, what the fuck is going on? But thank God kept doing the point.
The point and weird tiny walk.
I love the story of it, too, of like there's this statue in my town that always has cones on it. Like that is so fucking funny.
It's so weird. It's so funny.
This did save her.
But I thought there was a couple people that could have been in the bottom too, quite frankly. But I get that this saved her.
I mean, her second outfit's pretty rough.
It is. It is bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
The little shuffle, man. We need more of the tiny
shuffle.
It's a chirp.
It's fun. The cone hair is actually really impressive. And it's not just a cone.
The cone hair was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It's a really fun, it's a great idea. Like, there's a statue that always has cones on it. It's
right.
So great. Okay, we got
Crystal Versace.
Goodness gracious.
She's giving Kent Garden of England. I do like this.
I like it.
I wonder to not like it.
I wonder if, like, I would have liked it more if there wasn't a bright green.
Yeah.
I just, whenever I see that kind of green, I just think of like green screen, like, oh, she's ready to get in a fight with a fucking, that raccoon from Guardians from the Galaxy.
Yeah, it does look like she's about to pose for the newest Tekken like video game to properly get everyone's fight moves correct.
Like where it's like, would it have been more intriguing if it was just like a nude bodysuit or...
Right.
You know?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Or even just fucking pink, something bright and exciting against green. I don't know.
Right.
But that's an interesting question. It is kind of strange.
I don't know.
I hope they don't just love her because she's skinny, because that is silly for me.
I mean, her waist, gotta compliment.
Gotta compliment your waist. All these other fucking dogs sure are oinkers, aren't they?
Her face is incredible.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's a chirp.
For sure, chirp.
It's a chirp. But if a big girl wore it, they would shoot her on sight. they would. So, okay, work. Next, we have Veronica Green giving the Cotton of Rochdale, Rochdale.
It feels like one of the challenges where they're like, you have 2 minutes to put together an outfit.
It's very reminiscent.
I was burping this one. I'm like, oh,
this
come
is a
on.
Big burp. Both her looks are burps.
Like, how do you put this on and then look at yourself and look at
Charity,
like Victoria?
Yeah.
Me too, man. Me too. Cotton fields. Me too. It's just like,
I don't know. That it does look like like they said, you have to make this in 5 minutes.
I feel bad. I don't like
her makeup's better. Her makeup's nice. But it's a burp.
Yeah, I was not at all blown away.
Yeah. I'm not cotton on her being here too much longer.
Yeah, she's not the fabric of my life.
She's more like the fruit of the doom.
Yes. Hey, Haynes, her way out of here. Yeah. That's pretty good.
We're good. Okay, Scarlett. God, we're
Scarlett, good, dude.
One thing's for sure, we're good. Scarlett Harlot, East London Pearls, yeah?
Cool. I like this look a lot.
Because
I like the fun, definitely getting Elizabeth the First vibes, but then fun pearly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun and weird and interesting. And I like the weird pearls makeup. I like that it's kind of Queen of Elizabeth. I feel like I'm about to watch a period piece, but hopefully one of the fun ones where they say cunt a lot.
Ooh, and where they have pop music instead. Remember being so, I was so pumped to see Marie Antoinette because they're like, and it's got rock and roll, cool music.
Yes.
And then I watched and I was like, this movie sucks, man.
Yeah, it is stupid. But
I was so bummed.
It's exciting to see a proper British woman go, you mind stuffing your throbbing cock in me?
Oh, yeah.
It's fun to see a woman from the 1700s be
it's wild.
A dick pig.
They were nasty in the 1700s.
Yeah, they were.
Shit, man.
These fucking horny sluts. Come on,
you horny sluts. Everybody was a horny slut in the 1700s.
All you have to do is read a book or, create your own tampon from tarps. sex is one of the most fun things to do.
Truly. Yeah. You got to go sit in church for 8 hours on a day. You're like, I can't do this.
I gotta
suck a dick, man.
I gotta suck a dick. Okay, next we have Electra Vance, Burnley Coal Miners.
I thought it was okay.
Chaps are done. We got to retire chaps, everyone.
Yeah. Once again, give them a break.
Give them a break.
You'll know a time to bring them back. I do love a pickaxe. I think pickaxes are funny. I didn't really like this one that much.
No, it's a burp. But I appreciated just the adventurous, unique take. And I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very My Bloody Valentine. Mm-hmm.
That movie rules. Everybody watch it. The original. And the remake's pretty fun. It's goofy.
Yeah, I do like it. But I would say I wish she could just go stupider. I want her to just be a piece of coal or maybe just have pieces of sparkly coal on her leggings.
That
would
go
a little
be
further.
Fun. Yes.
Yeah.
That would be very fun. Exactly. That would be very fun.
Headpiece that's a damn dead bird that, didn't make a canary.
Because there's bad things in the air and you're going to die. That's fun. It would be fun if, on the walk down, the bird's alive, but then it falls over and you're like, oh, no. And she has to run.
She has
off.
To go quickly.
You
that's genius.
You have to run out of the mine because it's
that's
over.
Genius. You could just put it on your finger and then plan to throw it off your finger.
Come on, do that.
Come on.
Do that.
It's a burp for now. But next we have Vanity Milan giving South London Jamaican.
I like this a lot. I thought it was so cool.
I really like this. Postcodes, love that I don't know
chirp,
are in Jamaica.
Yeah, no clue.
It's but a chirp.
This, it's
I'm glad
so
there was
cool.
a reveal. I'm really needed the
I
reveal.
I am too.
Oh, what? It's fun.
Very cool. I loved this. I thought it was so great.
Box braids, beautiful, hot. She has a great walk. Chirp.
Wow. Yep. Hot, hot, hot. Holy shit.
Then Chorizame.
Yay.
Newcastle Magpies soccer football realness.
Soccer, baby.
I like this.
I like it. It's fun. It's so just, I don't know, just so draggy to me, which is awesome.
I like the asymmetry she brings to her outfits. I really do.
I do.
I think it looks cool.
It looks very cool.
I like the Beetlejuice carnival feeling of this.
Right.
Newcastle. Yeah, and I like the ball. This is what, oh my God, I'm forgetting her name, from season 12. This is what she should have done for that soccer ball look. Aiden Zane should have done this.
What did Aiden do? A ref?
She did like a ref look, and then she was safe, and then everyone was mad at her for being safe. You know.
Yeah.
There's a chirp. It's cute and funny and weird and interesting.
It's cool. It's just so fun drag to me. Yes,
and
yes,
now Charity
yes.
Case.
Look at that, an angry Rose.
This is incredible.
A monster rose. It's so fucking cool.
Everyone knows this should have been in the top. This is ridiculous.
It blows my mind. It blows my mind. Where it's just like, this is incredible.
I think it's that thing where they're like, we know you're good. We just know you're good. We know you're not going anywhere. Let's just give this season a little more story by letting you win another season, another episode later.
I bet. Do you think they're going to have a spooky? A spooky one.
I bet on it.
So
I bet. Sorry.
I love that. I mean, but I've just been a fan of Charity for since you told me to follow. Since you started
the makeup, she's incredible. The makeup.
Oh, it looks so cool.
It looks so cool. It's so scary. It's so unique. It's so detailed. This is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. There's just, you can't deny it. It's a caca.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp,
chirp, chirp. Well, hey, guess what, Betsy? Shut up.
Mano.
I feel like taking another break. Shut up.
Okay. Shit,
gosh.
Man.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bring back my break! Woo! I'm back. We back. And we're going to do this next look. What do you think, you bets?
Let's do it. So this is just your favorite thing.
It's a very funny open thing.
I love it. I think it's such a great double runway.
A lot of people did a great job bringing their favorite things. And some people just said, here's an outfit.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do? Wait, what would you do for your favorite thing?
That's tough, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would do Taco Bell.
Love that.
Taco Bell employee.
I love that. Is there a way you can incorporate chips in a headpiece or something?
Yum. Yes.
I really love to see that.
Dunk a little bit of the cheese and eat it on my head.
Right. And maybe even walk with a little plushy chihuahua or something.
Yeah, right, right.
Or sneak a chihuahua in, Betsy. Think outside the box, Betsy, yep, okay?
There we go. I will. What would you do?
I would do a genderfuck Mario Peach princess.
Cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love video games. I'm so glad Chris Pratt is the voice of Mario. Jesus fucking Christ.
Gilly just told me that. I was like, okay.
Okay. Well, I guess everything I love is fucking stupid. I guess everything I love is going to hell. No, I think it's really cool that a Trump voter is going to play the voice of my childhood hero. It's really cool.
He voted for Trump?
Yeah, he's Trumpy. He's Republican.
I did hear he was like very religious.
Yeah. I'm a little bummed.
Bummer, dude.
That's why we need to bring justice to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Trump, man.
I mean, I can't prove that, but I think it's confirmed he like donated a lot of money to the Republican Party.
Oh my God.
So I mean, yeah, it's over. Chris Pratt's over.
Yeah, get him out of here, man.
Chris Evans is the new Chris and the only Chris I need to know about. So.
Honestly, he has been this whole time.
I agree. Ever since what?
Not another teen movie.
Hometown. And that's my hometown. Woo. Okay, my favorite things. First, we have Victoria Scone giving afternoon tea.
Very cool.
Unbelievable.
Very, very fucking cool. I love it so much. I was blown away.
Shocking.
That's so cool. And I love that afternoon tea is her favorite thing.
It's shocking. The cucumber sandwiches
look fucking delicious.
They really do. They really do look delicious. This is incredible. It is so funny.
It's awesome. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Way elevated. Reminds me of Trinity the Tux. One of her All-Stars 4 finales where she did like a teacup look. This is a lot cooler. This is Beauty and the Beast. Oh my God, it's happening.
This is,
she's fucking Mrs. Potts right now.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Tale is old as time.
She's Mrs. Potts' best friend.
That part. Mrs. Frotts. That's it.
Wow, I love this look so much.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Maybe even a caca. It's just perfect. The handle,
it's a
the tear.
For me. I didn't even know that
off.
Was an option. A
it
caca.
Is. Kitty Scott Claus giving ABBA.
ABBA. That's cute that ABBA is her favorite.
It's cute. It's pretty
goofy.
Once again,
I think it's fine. Like, it's okay. It's fine, you know?
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's a little goofy doofy. I'm going to be fair and burp it because I really enjoy her, but this is pretty silly.
Once again, like kind of compared to Victoria, who just wears
exactly,
just like,
exactly,
okay,
exactly,
man.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
I would be actually a Taco Bell building, but the old school ones that we grew going to with the bell. Like I would make my hair the bell. I would be the building and I would have somebody I would have one pit crew have a car and come through the drive through and I would give them their order.
Oh, that's so good. And just to clarify, I would I would do a reveal as Princess Peach, where my big old fucking jumbo knockers are two mushrooms. Come on.
Good.
Mush.
Good.
Mush.
Good.
And then eat one and then grow.
And then grow
10
huge.
Feet tall.
Yes.
Easy. Easy. Okay. We're not asking too much, are we, Betsy? We're not.
No. Come
we're
on.
We're not asking a
come
lot.
Come on.
Elle of a die giving the Pride Progress flag.
Okay. Favorite thing is Pride Progress.
No,
that's
it's
nice.
Not.
I know.
this is that I have a Pride thing and this is the best time to wear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's better than most Pride flag
fine.
Stuff. She looks good. I'll give it a merp. I'll give it a light. It's not bad at all. I just don't believe it's actually her favorite thing. I think she just was like, oh, this will work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that. Merp.
Merp. Okay. Next we have Anubis giving sea creatures.
Sea creatures.
And she said a shrimp is camp. Come on. I mean, a shrimp is camp, right?
A shrimp is camp. But I kind of wish pushed it more.
Yeah, I think
I think you could have done a really cool sea creature thing.
I think she could have clarified the squid on her head thing.
Yes. Yeah. Put some eyes in there or something.
Put some eyes in there.
See, this is a damn squid.
And definitely say what you said on top of
the
like.
Thing.
Dude.
That's the thing is like, why is this your favorite thing? What a story. Like,
yeah,
your daddy.
And since it's kind of a rust colored thing, I think you got to go a little harder and give some like broken ship pieces.
Barnacles.
Or anchor.
Yes.
Kind of got to reinforce that idea. You're giving. I guess I'm going to burp it to be fair.
I'm going to burp it as well. I feel bad. I like the hair.
Yeah.
But burp. Sorry.
Next we have River Medway giving music, yeah. Yeah, this is stupid. And we all know it's a burp, so I refuse to speak anymore on it.
I love it. Moving on.
Crystal.
This is crazy.
This is really cool.
This was incredible. Cool. Like
snake
makeup,
and cheetah.
Just and like
she loves
kind of those like cool like Egyptian god cats or whatever.
Yeah, very
like,
Shiva, very that.
Yes, it really blew me out of the water.
It's cool. Yeah, you can't knock it.
You can't. There's nothing to knock.
She's reminding me of a
young raven.
Very that. Very violet.
I don't mean to say young, but it just feels like a little raven.
Yeah,
yeah, a little violet. Yeah, like just
it's hot.
Yes.
It's cool. It's almost like 80s music video. I like the insanely exaggerated collar. That's
love
like it's
the, yes.
It's cool. As much really. As I am like, I'm projecting and I'm projecting when I'm like, I just don't want it to be about how skinny she is, but it's not. She's very talented. This is gorgeous.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Yeah, so that's a
I
trip.
Know. Computer games.
Veronica, computer games. This is terrorism. this look is terrorism. I say that as an Arabic, as an Arab American. This is terrorism. She should be randomly screened because this is terrorism. This is crazy, Betsy. Why is she running?
Because she's playing herself, man. Come on, she said, run fast.
What did you think of this look with the green wig and the neon blue matrix thing?
Not for me, not for me.
I like that she has a Nintendo 64 controller, but this is terrorism.
Yeah.
This is...
Oh, God. Yeah, this is just not for me, man. This is not for me.
This is not for me. Okay, moving on. Scarlet Harlot. this is like music again. I would just be like, just say the 80s. Just change it to the 80s if someone else already had music.
Right, right. But she probably looked at River and was like, yeah,
I'm not worried.
Better.
yeah.
I chirped this look. I think it's
I liked
cool.
it. I chirped it, but
cool.
they lost their fucking
they
minds.
They lost their minds, which I was like,
oh my God,
chill out. out, chill out. Chill out, chill out.
They could have chilled out, but it's a chirp.
It's a chirp.
Next, we have Electra. It's her birthday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's a little happy party girl.
Funny that your favorite thing is your birthday.
That is then, so funny. My favorite is my birthday. That's my favorite thing.
My birthday is my favorite. That's very funny.
Weird sister mouth reference. I don't know what that's about. Whatever.
I'm gonna burp it. I didn't really like it.
It's a burp. It's a burp. It's a burp. Let's be fair. Vanity Milan giving Estonia.
Right.
The country of Estonia is right. One of her favorite things. Okay.
That's where her husband's from.
Right, right, right. This was okay for me. It wasn't great, but it was good.
Yeah, it wasn't awful, but it wasn't
strange,
as good as some
a
of
little
the other
morose.
Ones.
Give it a merp.
Merpy. I like this.
Chorisame. This Art. Is awesome. This is great. It's fun. It's poppy.
And, like,
it's weird.
Teresa's like, I made it. I painted it myself, which is so cool.
I love it.
I love
I'm loving
it. I
her
think it's so,
so
cool.
much. And I'm excited by her unique point of view.
Me too. Me too.
It's a big old chirp. I hope I want to see a lot more of her.
Huge
I think she'll be
chirp.
So funny. She'll be so funny in Snatch Game. Please,
dude,
God, let her
wait.
Get there.
Okay, spooky food shows.
Charity
Look at
case.
This.
Come on, everyone.
Look at this.
Look at
awesome.
This. Her tuck's out.
Her tuck is out. Like, Charity.
She has a dick in a box.
Yep.
This is tough. This is best drag, and it's
is
foolish.
Incredible.
It's foolish they didn't put her in the top. It's really ridiculous.
It's so, I think you're right, though, where it's just like, we know she'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we know she's going to be around. Like,
and Ru kept being like, I want to see how your brain works. No one made that clearer than Charity. No
yeah,
one
right.
brought their point of view as clearly as her. Like,
right.
maybe Victoria. Maybe
I think
Victoria.
Did, yeah, but like, Charity is just like, oh my God. I know exactly how your brain works. And that's awesome and unique.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I was when they said that Charity was safe, I was bummed. But
yeah, it was
that's
dog
okay.
shit.
I think
I was like, Charity should have been in the top, and Veronica should have been in the bottom. But whatever.
Right, right. But also, hey, whatever.
But hey, whatever. Video games are really cool. and that was a really cool look. It was
Topsies,
really cool.
Bottomsies.
So yeah, we get it. Look, they loved Crystal. I get
they
it.
They loved Victoria.
Yes, they didn't love Anubis. Which, you know, fair. It was confusing.
Right.
Untucked, Charity comes for Scarlet being in the top. Gotta love that.
Right, right.
Gotta
where
love
it is
some
just like
real drama.
I'm with you. Like, I'm with you, Charity.
Yeah, man. I'm with you.
Because I thought like, wait, what was Scarlett's the first one, the hometown?
It was the Pearl thing. It was
the Pearl thing. But I liked.
That was fine.
I think I even like Theresa May's more.
Absolutely.
More.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
okay.
Theresa May's more. Absolutely. Theresa May should have been more in the top. That was goofy.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that because by this calculation, they were more impressed by Scarlett than Charity? Guys, come on.
Right.
Come
right.
off it.
Right.
Come
right.
off
come
it.
Come off it. Come off it.
Whatever. Let's get to the two lip syncs.
Yeah,
you
let's
know?
Go. Let's go.
We got a twist of two lip syncs. I love that people are like, this has never been done before. I'm like,
right,
well, it's
right,
kind
right.
of. It's kind of been done before, but, you know, it's never been done before, too. Sure. We start with our top two lip sync. We got Crystal v. Victoria. Very rude that the bottom two doesn't know who they are yet. That's so rude.
Right. That's like crazy to be like, watch this. Like, that's
just
crazy. That would drive me mad. And it's driving
me
mad. That would, yeah, that would.
With every right.
And so, I thought Crystal took it. I thought Crystal took this one.
Yeah, I did. I really like what Victoria was doing. I did like her unique. I like that she was doing what she was doing. Yes. I am worried about her knees.
Yes, I am too. But I felt like I was like, oh, Crystal is this song right now. You know, not try like just fucking shredding it.
Yeah, she
but
was.
I am worried about her Victoria's knees.
I'm genuinely worried because I was like, oh no. Because if it's not an immediate shake it off, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I know.
I hope I'm wrong. And yeah, so here we go. Yes, we shall see what comes of that. But now we have our bottom two moment. River is safe because her statue thing was hilarious.
Dude, yes.
And paralyzed Rue, but it really was hilarious.
Truly paralyzed. But yeah, it was so funny.
It really was.
And it was cool of like, I have a feeling she didn't plan the pointing, or like she planned the first one and then was like, oh, they're loving this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I think she followed what they were loving. I don't know. Maybe she did plan it, which is great, but it felt so in the moment of just like, yes, we're loving this. And you're, but maybe she planned it. She's a G. I don't know. Yeah. It really made me happy.
I will say Elektra.
Jesus Christ.
Elektra was incredible.
She's unbelievable.
And gave a lot of pussy and drama. And she like dialed in for certain parts of the song where I was like, that's fun.
Yes, where it's not just tricks the whole time. I love that. Like flipping around. Oh, she really fucking brought it.
Did not expect to see this performance from her. And she blew my ass out. I didn't think Anubis did bad, though. I thought Anubis was good.
I didn't either, but it was just like, oh my God, Elektra's like.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's Anubis trying.
Anubis doing the joke. Ha ha ha. I can't do it.
Not gonna try.
Not gonna try, but what are you gonna do? But unfortunately, Anubis dies, just like Cleopatra. She's a dead Egyptian queen who will be remembered for being prettier than she actually was. But God bless. God bless. I thought they would keep her.
Cleopatra.
I thought they would keep her.
I wanted them to keep her. I wanted them to not have anybody go away.
Yeah. But I can't deny Elektra fucked it up. I would be worried for I would hate to lip sync against her. I would hate it. That would suck.
Elektra's 5'2", right? She's the one who's like, I am. That's crazy. That's 2 inches shorter than me, Mano. And I can't get to some plates in my house.
That is rather short. But yeah, that is rather short. Because you're a fucking little freak. I'm a teeny little freak. I mean, the number of times I almost stepped on you and squatched you because I thought you were a damn roach.
Right.
Horrifying. Yeah. Horrifying. And then I only realized it was probably a person based on the clothes. That was like, wait a second.
That was the way we were like, wait a second. Roaches don't wear
wait a second.
T-shirts.
Flogging Molly t-shirts. Betsy, thank you for doing this. Thank you. Who's your winner for the season?
That's tough. I do, as of now, have a top three though.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Victoria,
mm-hmm.
Charity Case, Theresa May.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. And then I think
that would be my favorite top three.
I think top four with that. I think who won it this time?
Oh, Crystal. I think Crystal will be in the top.
Very far. I think Crystal's going to turn out.
If I had to guess, I think this season is going to be about Crystal v. Charity. I think this is going to be about beauty. Oh my God, it's Beauty and the Beast. Oh my God, I'm a genius.
Oh my God, Mano.
Oh my God, it's Beauty and the Beast.
And
Victoria was an object. Bonjour.
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 Bonjour. Bonjour.
There goes the freak with his teeth like always. Wow, this is a whole thing. Okay, Betsy, you're the best. What can we plug before we say bye-bye?
Ooh, check out a movie I'm in called Golden Arm. You can rent it on Apple or wherever you rent it. It should be on HBO at some point, I think. And then check out Duncanville. Season 2 just ended, but everything's up on Hulu. Ooh. We're recording season 3. It's really funny. Yeah, check those out. Manu and I have a podcast called We Love Trash on Patreon, where we just celebrate all things trashy. It's the spooky time. So a lot of fun spooky stuff we're doing.
We just did Slasher Summer, and we have some more spooky stuff coming up celebrating Halloween.
Right. I have another podcast called The Funny Feeling, where me and Marcy Gyro just listen to our friends' spooky ghost stories and stuff.
Betsy.
And everything. Check them out. Check it out.
You spooky gash.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Bono.
Hi. Hi, Clitty.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me. Clitty.
How's your week?
Oh man, hot. It's too hot.
Let her out, Betsy.
No.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much for listening. Support us by following us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. Go give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. It makes such a difference. It helps keep this podcast free. Woo-hoo. We love to kiki with y'all. Till next time. Bye, bitches!
Goodbye!
That was a HeadGum Original.